I'm going to be reading this morning from Matthew chapter 2. So you can turn there if you'd like. Matthew chapter 2. January 6th is traditionally Epiphany, the day when we celebrate the coming of the wise men. But because last Sunday was a missions emphasis in our church, I will mention it a little bit this morning. So let's go to Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. Here's what it says. Matthew chapter 2, 1 to 12. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled in all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. And I'd like to take a couple of minutes here just to compare the actions of the wise men to those of Herod, Israel's king. Herod the Great, as he is called, was a descendant of Esau, and therefore a traditional enemy of the Jews. He was a convert to Judaism, but his conversion was probably politically motivated, and he should never have been their king. And even though he was near the end of his reign and his life and had little regard for his family, Herod took the news of a king as a threat to his kingdom. He had no idea as to why Jesus came and what God's plan was. Even when the priests and scribes were asked and they told him that this event was prophesied hundreds of years before, and what God's purpose was, this news did not change his heart. All he thought to do was put an end to this threat. A person may be persuaded by all of the truths of the gospel and the way of salvation and still hate them because they interfere with his own plans, ambitions, and his own sinful nature. Such a belief will make him uneasy and all the more resolved to oppose the truth and the plan of God. And such a person might even be foolish enough to think that he will be successful in it. Even though we read in Revelation 3, verse 20, where Jesus himself says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him and he with me." On the other hand, the wise men are only mentioned in Matthew's gospel. This is all basically it says about them in the entire gospel. All we know about them is that they came from the east. But from this text, we can deduct that they came purely by the inspiration of God. God wanted them there, and he brought them there. God showed them a star and brought them west. They knew enough to go right to the top and ask the right questions. When they got the answers, the star reappeared and led them only a few kilometers to the house where Jesus and his parents lived. They found Jesus because they diligently searched for him and wanted to worship him. and bring him gifts. Jeremiah 29, verse 13 says, "And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." And they brought gold, which is a symbol of deity and glory and Jesus' perfection. They also brought frankincense, which is a perfume and represents the fragrance of Jesus' life of sinless perfection. And myrrh, a bitter herb. It foretells the sufferings Jesus would endure in bearing the sins of the entire world. Myrrh symbolizes that Jesus came to be the suffering servant. He came for the cross to save us from our sins. In Isaiah chapter 60, verse 6, turn to there if you would. Isaiah 60, verse 6, we read that there of an event where Gentiles come on camels to bring gifts to Jesus also. So let's read Isaiah 60, verse 6. And this is what it says. "The multitude of camels shall cover your land, and dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, and those from Sheba shall come." Those are all Gentile nations. "They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall proclaim the praises of the Lord." What Isaiah is talking about here isn't the event where the wise men came searching for Jesus. And we know that because there's no myrrh mentioned. Only gold and incense. What he's talking about is the second coming, when all the Gentiles will come and honor Jesus. When Jesus comes the second time, he comes not to be the suffering servant, but he comes to be the king and to rule the whole world. Revelation 19, verses 15 and 16. Revelation 19, verses 15 and 16. This is talking about Jesus' rule. "Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations." And this sword, we know what comes out of Jesus' mouth, the word of God. "And he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." These wise men were wise because they came to seek and worship Jesus, who came to be the suffering servant. They worshiped the suffering servant so that they would be ready for him when he comes the second time to be their king. And now here's the question for us. Are we wise like these wise men, or are we foolish like Herod? Joshua 24, verse 15. Joshua 24, verse 15. "If it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."